We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, don't be afraid of it. Turn it up. Whitesnake is your artist of the day. Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I know we'll get
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
We'll get in the little lady songs like Is This Love and The Deeper the Love, Rod. Make sure we get those in for the ladies today. Happy Valentine's Day to both of you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yes.
I've got a few stats about Valentine's Day for you guys.
Oh, lay it on me.
The average annual Valentine's Day spending across the country.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
$18.5 billion. Number of Valentine's Day cards exchanged, about 180 million. Most of them bought by women.
Most of them bought by women.
85%
of fellas aren't buying the Valentine's Day cards?
According to this, no.
Huh.
Oh, I've had mine for a week.
That's good. That's good. Did you get flowers? You're one of the 73% of men who bought flowers today.
I got flowers.
Well, I bought my flowers 2 days ago.
A percentage of women who would end their relationship if they did not get something for Valentine's Day. 53%.
Read that again. Say it again.
Percentage of women who would end their relationship if they didn't get anything for Valentine's Day.
53%.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Chris got the roses, even though Dana told him not to.
I don't need anything.
What did you get?
I haven't gotten anything yet.
Whoa.
We're doing dinner tonight.
Okay.
Where are we going to dinner?
Oh, no, we're staying home. We have two small children.
Right. You know, her life's over for like 10 years.
Yeah.
It'll come back. You'll love your 12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're fine. We've got some lobster mac and cheese and some steak that we're having tonight. I'm pretty excited.
That does sound amazing.
Right?
Not as amazing as my night last night, but amazing.
What happened what happened last night there, Daners?
Hello, Elton John.
Okay. How good was it?
Okay. So I
got the set list.
Seen him live many times. I'm going to tell you two things. That man's voice is booming, powerful, amazing, and the same.
I heard he had to sing an octave lower last night.
He's been doing that for 20 years. Okay. He's been singing Tiny Dancer down here for a while.
All right.
The only thing that I noticed, and he is 71 years old, that when he got up from the piano, and he only got up maybe four times to wave, mm-hmm. when he got up, it looked like he was in a lot of pain. Mm. His hips. And you can imagine he's been touring 50 years, wearing high platform shoes and outrageous outfits, and then hunched over at that piano.
So's Kiss, and they do fine.
But if you love his music, his voice just brought me to tears. It. Stand by, I have a sample.
Of course you do.
Definitely an octave lower.
He does sound good. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, a man who makes potions and art.
Oh, he sounds good. Well, there's Dana. There's Dana. There's Dana.
How are your seats?
You lied to us. You lied
to see Elton John.
Uh-huh.
She lied to us.
I did not lie.
Yes, you
did.
No,
I did not.
And hang on, and I'm going to tell the people the truth.
Jack even said to me, I didn't know every single song, but it was such an amazing night because, first of all, I said, you'll never see anyone play piano like that again.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, I am just, I was 18 when I saw Elton John for the first time. My son saw him with me last night.
You're not answering the question.
I would have paid 10 times the amount of money for that experience.
Well, okay. Now, Rod and Kara, you are, for the brief moment, in timeout. Rod and Kara, do you remember if it was yesterday or the day prior? I can't remember. We were talking about her seats, and she said that she had spent, I know this part was at Conrad's yesterday in Liberty. She admitted she had spent $275 for the tickets, $275 apiece. And she said, Rod, I forgot. Roman was sick yesterday, so you weren't here. Kara, you'll remember this. She said she loves the lower bowl, left side of stage, like where we were when we all went to go see Paul McCartney. That's right.
That is a great place to
see.
That's a beautiful place to see a show. I've seen many shows from the lower bowl, left side. It's a fantastic viewing point. That was a lie. She was in the third row.
Whoa!
I could have touched him.
She lied to us and said lower bowl, left side, you know, like Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of where we were for McCartney.
That's not where we were. The third row, and I want to know now.
We were flush with the stage.
How much did you pay for those tickets?
It was not any more expensive than I said. I'm telling you.
He rocked this one last night.
He did.
I believe in love. Oh, I believe in love, too.
Because
you know why? Because it's Valentine's Day. That's why I believe in it. I mean, listen to this set list. Benny and the Jets.
Oh.
I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Yes.
Tiny Dancer. Oh. Philadelphia Freedom. Rocket Man. Take Me to the Pilot. Someone's...
I forgot how much I love that song.
Someone Saved My Life Tonight. Leave
he
on.
Did Someone Save My Life Tonight. I fell over. You could have CPR'd me.
I mean, this is like a greatest hits package. Candle in the Wind.
Did you cry?
It Candle in the Wind played to a montage of beautiful Marilyn Monroe video.
Okay. Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding, and Burn Down the Mission. Daniel, Believe, Sad Song Say So Much, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, The Bee Is Back, I'm Still Standing, Crocodile Rock, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, Your Song, and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Hello, that's the greatest hits package.
He didn't do anything after, what, about 1990? He didn't do the one.
1994.
Believe. He didn't do the one.
Believe
he didn't
was
do
the oldest song he, or I the
Want
newest song
Love. He didn't do any of the newer stuff, which was fine with me. I've heard all the newer stuff. I love his newer stuff, but he really... He could have played another 2 hours if he was going to play all of it.
I know, but what's that one song that you and I like where he's talking about a kid and, you know.
Blessed is my favorite song.
Oh, my God, why didn't he play that?
Well, because, Scott, where would you draw the line? That's always what you say on the show. Where do you draw the line? I mean, he played almost 2.5 hours. He could have gone another 2 hours. Oh, no. John doesn't need no opening act.
It's like Kiss.
Please.
Oh, who's going to open?
You know, I don't know how they decide what they're going to play and when they're going to play it, but he, you know.
What a greatest hit show you must have seen last night.
It was incredible. It was
incredible. Man, I can't even believe it.
I really honestly was watching my son watch him. I loved having that experience with him.
See, and I'm not trying to parallel these things, but I will for a second. When we go to see Kiss later this month, I'm going to see my mom's face.
Oh yeah,
Kelly's face, and I've seen Kiss so many times.
I can't wait to see your mom's face.
I almost don't even care, right? I mean, I've seen him so many times, but I want my mom, Kelly, and Sarah both to my right, and I'm just going to take a picture of all three right when they come out with Detroit Rock City, just to watch jaws drop. Go, oh my God.
And your mother's horrified face.
My
what
mom's
is
going.
Happening right now.
Well, you know, there was this lady yesterday at Conrad's. I'm thinking about getting this shirt for my mom, but we already bought her a Kiss T-shirt. But this gal had this shirt yesterday at Conrad's that I thought, man, if I didn't have a Kiss shirt for my mom, I would have her wear this shirt. But you have to go get it at Spencer's. It said, "Not today, Satan."
She needs that shirt.
I know.
When's her birthday?
My mom's? It was the other day. February 11th. Yeah,
well, maybe for Christmas then. You have to get her that shirt.
Okay, not today, Satan.
That's awesome. Promise you that.
Oh, it's such a nice sunny day out today. And then, you know, we start talking about the forecast this coming weekend. If you have ever even thought about getting a generator for your home, do it now. Winter is not over here in Kansas City. Not done with us yet. Call my guys at CMOs and Son and get on the schedule now. Have them come out and they will measure. They will look at your home and figure out this is the type. This is the size of generator that you need to keep all of your power on in the event of a power outage. Not just your refrigerator, not just your heating, cooling. It will power up all of your home for days, sometimes if need be, when you have a top-of-the-line Generac home standby generator. It's what they do. They've been doing it for 65 years in Kansas City. They will sell, service, supply your generator, as well as all of your heating, cooling, and electric needs. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmoesandson.com.
Oh, boy. So I guess there are these NFL memes, Rod, that are going around that you can send to your Valentine on this Valentine's Day.
You know, grade school Valentine's cards, okay?
And they have, like, either a player from a specific team or the team's logo. And there's one with the Rams, and it says, "Don't worry, I'm not trying to score tonight."
It says to and from.
You know, you can fill in your name. And you know, to Rod from Scott or whatever. Don't worry, I'm not trying to score tonight.
There's one that's the Raiders coach, I believe, and it says to from.
Yeah, John Gruden.
I wouldn't trade you for anything.
Right. Then there's one with Kareem Hunt, the Kansas City Chiefs former running back.
I don't even think you should read it. It's so bad. We were laughing at all of them, and then that one popped up, and I go, oh, my God.
That said, let's kick it this Valentine's Day.
It's bad. Now, the Peyton Manning one, to from, says, I'll let you deflate my balls.
No, that's Tom Brady.
I thought Tom Brady, was so not Peyton funny. Manning. Sorry. And then there's one that's got a referee on it. It says... Well, I can't read that. I'll do something to you tonight like we did to the Saints. Then there's a Saints logo, too, from We Will Be Boycotting This Valentine's Day. Then there's one with Patrick Mahomes.
I'll do this to you like I did to the Saints.
Then there's one with Patrick Mahomes. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready to Kermit to you. Because his voice sounds like Kermit the Frog. That's kind of cute.
Okay.
It's got Mahomes on it.
Yeah. I don't think his voice is that weird.
Okay, remember this player? It says, to, from, our love won't retire, even at halftime.
Oh, the guy that ran off the field at halftime and quit.
The guy that left at halftime.
From the Bills, yeah.
Here we go. Who's this Vikings player? Roses are red, violets are blue. Pay me $84 million to throw interceptions to you.
What's the next one?
I'll single-handedly. Oh, he has one arm, right?
Yes, he's missing a hand, yes.
Okay, it says, I'll single-handedly show you the best Valentine's Day ever. Oh, you're fine. It's Goodell.
That one doesn't make sense to me. He got caught smoking weed.
Okay, to be blunt.
To be blunt.
My love for you will never go up in smoke. Mm-hmm. Apparently that's a player that...
Weed.
Okay, Kaepernick, I'll get on one knee for you.
Okay.
That's okay. I'm going to sit this Valentine's Day out. Who's that?
Oh, that's Antonio Brown. He just quit the Steelers.
Okay. See, some of these players, I'm like, what? Oh, it's the Lions. It says, hope you aren't looking for a ring. I would post this, but I find the
Kareem Hunt
one in incredibly poor taste.
Let's kick it this Valentine's Day.
There's one with the Dallas Cowboys. Sorry I didn't get you a gift this year, but remember that gift I got you 23 years ago?
Aww.
then there's one that shows the Patriots and the Rams, and it says two from date tomorrow. I'll pick you up at 13-3.
Okay. Some late-breaking political news. We're not looking to make a topic out of it, but we are a news program, so we feel like it is our job to update you on stories of import. The president... I can't read that on the air.
Oh, my God.
I can't read that one on the air. That's awful.
We cannot read that, but my God, it's funny.
Yes,
what team is that?
The Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Stop.
Yeah, we can't read that, but it is very funny. If you go to Facebook, this is under NFL memes.
NFL memes on Facebook. Okay.
You can find it on your own.
The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell just announced on the Senate floor that the president will sign the budget bill that has been agreed to by a 17-member conference committee. But, and here is the big but, he will declare a national emergency at the same time. So this is going to happen at some point, we believe, this afternoon. The president will sign the spending bill and at the same time will declare a national emergency regarding the wall that he wants to have built on the southern border. Now, I'm sure many of you are saying this is fantastic. This is great. I would only caution you, and this is the discussion we had off the air, we are walking into some very unique territory, and here's why. If the president does declare a national emergency, and many of you probably do believe that there's a national emergency on the border, this is executive power like we have not seen before, okay? And I just caution you to be very careful in what you wish for, because it is conceivable.
Yes, if your national emergency is the border wall, I'm going to put it very succinctly, the next Democratic president's national emergency is going to be guns.
That's right.
Period.
Kamala Harris, let's say Kamala Harris or Joe Biden wins, yes. Beats Trump in 2020.
On the anniversary of the Parkland shooting.
And they decide that gun violence in America is a national emergency, or climate change is a national emergency, and they start using executive powers to... ban AR-15s, ban certain kinds of weapons.
And they would do so unilaterally.
Yes. Require that cars get a certain amount of miles per gallon. Say that homes have to be retrofitted so that they are green, if you will. I know a lot of you are really thrilled. The president is going to declare, according to Mitch McConnell, a national emergency this afternoon regarding the border wall. I'm just cautioning you, be careful what you ask for. You may just get it. Because Kamala Harris could get into office, or Joe Biden, and say gun violence in America is a national emergency and we are now banning AR-15s.
I have a more practical piece of advice to pass on to our listeners. It has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with your taxes. And we're going to touch on that when we come back as well, because there are serious tax implications if this deal does not go through tomorrow. And I know that because we had our taxes done yesterday. And I think you're going to be surprised at a couple of the things that we learned.
All right, let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markson.
It looks like the government will not shut down on Friday. That's next.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. We had some listeners come out to Liberty yesterday, and two of the women said to me, I want to see your mother's ring. Show me your mother's ring. And they loved it, as I love it. I wear it every single day. And it is one of about a million different things that Scott and Steve could create for you at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Go in, give them a call, sit down by private appointment only. Let them design something for you. They will design it for you. They will sell it directly to you, and because of that, man, are you going to save sometimes thousands and thousands of dollars. If you've never shopped the wholesale route, I always say you can price them first, you can price them last. It does not matter. Wholesale prices will not be beat in the fine jewelry industry. It just won't. Give them a call, 913-660-9609 for your appointment, 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Two 30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Marks. Our Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has announced that President Trump is prepared to sign the bill to avert a government shutdown, but will also declare a national emergency at the same time.
And I've indicated to him that I'm going to support the national emergency declaration. So for all of my colleagues, the president will sign the bill. We'll be voting on it shortly.
He interrupted Senator Grassley's speech to make that announcement. Grassley was very unhappy and started yelling as he yielded the floor. Hill's Pet Nutrition plans to spend $20 billion to expand its plant in Shawnee County during the next 2 years. The expansion will only create 6 new jobs. The company says the expansion will allow them to do nutritional research on the animals kept there. The center currently holds 900 cats and dogs. Traffic and weather together next.
We've had a big climb in temperatures ahead of our cold front. The front has pushed through. The winds are shifting back around to the north and northwest, could gust over 25 miles per hour. Falling temperatures now for the rest of today. We're down into the middle teens for tonight. Winter weather advisory continues from the National Weather Service on Friday for some snowfall here that will cause some tricky travel conditions. Still looking at a good 2 to 4 inches of snow, but locally up to 6 inches for Kansas City cannot be ruled out. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
It is 54 right now at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Got a funny feeling that all the songs today are going to be about love.
So I mentioned, because I don't want to talk about the border wall, because I don't care. It's his sandbox. He's going to do what he wants to do.
Let me repeat the news just real quickly before you get into what you're going to say. We are of the understanding, this is from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, that there will be no government shutdown, which is scheduled to go into effect tomorrow. There will be no government shutdown. The president is going to sign the budget bill that has been passed by a 17-member bipartisan committee. The Senate is voting on it as we speak, but Mitch McConnell said Trump will sign the bill and then immediately declare a national emergency on the southern border and appropriate money for a wall. This is clearly going to be challenged in court, and I will just reiterate what I said before. Be careful what you ask for, because when you get a Democratic president, they are now, because of this precedent, they could declare that gun violence in America is a national emergency.
Which I would agree with.
Or climate change is a national emergency, and throw out king or queen-like powers that you're about to see this afternoon from the president.
Continue. From a practical standpoint, we all need to be hopeful that the shutdown is averted. So we had our taxes done yesterday. A couple of things that came out of that meeting that I think for us it was really eye-opening. There have been tons of changes to the tax code.
There has.
Now, 99.9% of you listening, just like me, just like Scott, would have no idea getting into the weeds of tax code how that is going to affect you until you go in and get your taxes done. I mean, you read the headlines, Scott, that they've done this with the mortgage deduction or they've done this, but how many people listening really understand what they're walking into with these changes? So when you go to get your taxes done, two interesting things came out of our meeting yesterday. Number one, he said to us, if the government is shut down again, kiss your return goodbye. Not completely, but you certainly aren't going to get it in any type of timely fashion. He said the IRS is so backlogged that he's never seen anything like it in all of his 60 years he's been doing taxes. Completely backlogged. So people that are owed money, people that refiled, Scott, and, you know, instead of getting $600 back, you were supposed to get $1,600 back. Those folks that are in the pipeline right now, mm-hmm. none of that paperwork is being processed or moved. So audits, all of that stuff is just completely on hold. But he said, if this government shuts down again and you are owed any kind of money, he goes, get in line.
Which,
and that's when Americans will start losing their minds.
But we have assurance from the Senate Majority Leader that the government is not going to shut down. But
I hope it doesn't.
But the president is going to declare a national emergency at the exact same time that he signs this bill. So we presume, because the Senate is voting on it right now, we presume that the president's going to sign it this afternoon. We'll let you know when he does, if he does. And at the same time, declare a national emergency on the southern border, demanding a, I presume, $5.7 billion for construction of a wall. Now, not to reiterate, but I will, this is clearly going to be challenged in court.
As an overreach, Scott?
Yes. Yes. And somebody pointed out there have been 58 national emergencies declared. I think that number is accurate.
For what?
Usually it's hurricane, flood, or tornado related.
Natural disaster type stuff to open up the pipeline for federal aid to flow into
Hurricane Katrina,
New Orleans.
Hurricane Katrina, yes. Hurricane Maria, Hurricane Sandy.
Yes.
Or Superstorm Sandy, whatever you want to call it. These are usually, you know, tornadoes that go through the plains and stuff. And you know, God forbid a city is devastated. A president could declare a national emergency.
And which is more of a disaster declaration.
Correct. But it is a fast track to funnel national funds to a specific part of the country.
Okay.
Like when Hurricane Katrina struck in 2005, obviously that was a national emergency.
Has there ever been, out of those 58 national emergencies, I'd love for you to look this up, please.
I'm looking it up right now.
Has there ever been a time where a national emergency was declared for nothing more than political purposes, which is what this is? Whether you agree with it or not, this is before re-election. He wants to be able to say, I got the wall. At any cost, I got the wall. This is a political maneuver. Has there ever been another natural disaster or emergency declaration for anything other than what we typically, forest fires, hurricanes, floods, consider emergencies?
I'm looking it up right now.
Because I don't know. You know, way back when, maybe there was, Scott.
Let me look up list of national emergencies. Let's see if that...
And then does it become imperative to change the language for this type of maneuver to make a national emergency? You tighten up the language and it has to be some type of act of God. What's the word I'm looking for?
Act of God. I think that's fair.
National emergency is too broad. But a national emergency could also be 9/11.
Yeah, I'm sure that was. The first declaration under the National Emergencies Act of 1974 came during the Iran hostage crisis, a national emergency that is still active today. Jimmy Carter blocked Iranian government property from entering the country.
Okay.
That, by the way, has been renewed every year.
Okay. So that was a non-weather-related...
Presidents must renew national emergencies every year. Here's a list of the 28 active, and I'm not going to read them all, national emergencies. A lot of them are blocking property and people.
Really?
From certain countries, yes.
Okay.
In fact, most of the current ones are blocking property and prohibiting certain transactions related to country X.
Okay.
Libya, Somalia, North Korea, Lebanon, Yemen, portions of Ukraine, South Sudan, the Central African Republic.
And the thinking would be, Scott, to protect the homeland, we will block...
No, it's to punish them for bad behavior. Like, okay. Venezuela has been added to the list.
Okay.
Burundi. 576-7798. Doug in Olathe. Hello, Doug.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, man.
Good. I found a national emergency could only be declared for, like, three things. War. It was an external threat, which, 9/11, that was an external threat, an attack on the country. And then I thought the third thing was internal rebellion or, if the citizens or a group of citizens of this country had an uprising or rebellion, then you could declare a national emergency. So, not trying to justify it one way or the other, but I'm throwing it out there. I don't think you could take the use the Second Amendment of guns and taking those away as a vile threat that the next president or Democrat president could do it. But, maybe he's President Trump's looking at this and saying the border wall is an external threat.
It was an external threat. Kind of, yeah. I don't agree with it, Doug, but I understand what you're saying, and I agree with your point that that would be the box this would have to fit inside. If there's going to be a legal challenge, my guess is the government would say, his White House would say, that we see this as an external threat.
Presidents have continued to use their emergency authority subject to the provisions of the act, with 42 national emergencies declared between 1976 and 2007.
Okay.
Now, there have been more since then, of
sure.
course. Most of these were for the purpose of restricting trade with certain foreign entities under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
Okay.
So when I was reading the 28 that are still in existence, which have to be renewed every single year, those mostly, not exclusively, but mostly were restricting trade with certain countries that we just don't like for whatever reason. Despots, dictators, whatever. We don't like you. We think that you're running your country poorly. We're not going to give you any money through trade.
But that's not really a national emergency. It might fit under the criteria for that, but is it a national emergency that we're trying to punish country X, or is it more just we want to make an example and harm you financially for your bad behavior?
Rob in Midtown, you hang tight. The others will get with everybody in just a moment. 576-7798.
Hey, there are a limited number of lots still available out at Cottonwood Canyon, right smack dab on top of Canyon Farms Golf Club. I cannot wait to go out there this spring once the trees and the flowers start blooming, because those homes are nestled right within the most stunning wilderness landscape on one of the greatest golf courses you'll find around. You have to see it. The homes overlook creeks, small bluffs, lush native landscaping, and there are a limited number of lots available by private appointment. Give them a call. They will show you around. They're just waiting for you to pick your lot and start building your award-winning dream home today. All of those homes and lots that are available, by the way, are nestled right on top of holes 2 and 3 out at that golf course. So if you are looking for serenity and peace and woods and quiet, Cottonwood Canyon is the place for you. Give them a call for your private tour, 913-492-4444, 492-4444, or cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
Joe Cocker coming at you. Telephone number here, as always, is 576-7798. Let's go to Rob in Midtown. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Doing really well, man. Thanks.
Dana, I love the show, but gosh, girl, you drive me crazy. for you to say that this is nothing but a political ploy, I strongly disagree with you on a couple of facts. One, before he became president, this is what he said he was going to do. Two, I have worked the border in Laredo, Texas, and in El Paso. I know what come across. And I'm telling you, if you knew, as paranoid as you are about people breaking into your place and driving around your place, you would be under the blankets afraid to come up for air.
But Rob, if it's a national emergency now, where were Presidents Bush? If it's a national emergency now, why wasn't it then?
And I would actually let me jump on that for a second. If this is and I'm not questioning the president, but I am. If this is a national emergency now, why wasn't it in 2017 and 2018 when he was the president with a Republican Congress?
I understand what you're saying, but I know that this has been something he's been trying to do.
No. Answer the question, though. If this is not political, why wasn't it a national? Because illegal crossings are actually down. Why was it not a national emergency in 2017 when he was sworn in and 2018, both years he had a Republican Congress? Why was it not a national emergency then?
Let me take the second part of that first, and then I'll come back.
Okay.
The second part to that is the number of crossings are down because of one reason. They know that if they try coming across illegally, they're going to be held accountable now. That was never an issue before. God forbid if a family or a faux family comes across, then they run that possibility of being separated.
Okay.
So they understand that there is ramifications for their good decisions or bad decisions. So that's why the numbers are down there.
Okay.
I have heard out of his mouth pre-election and post-election that I can't control what the other presidents have done, but this has to happen. And he's absolutely correct, guys, for two reasons. One, the amount of illegal drugs alone should be enough to scare somebody. But two, and I'm not saying all of them are criminals, but technically all of them are criminals, because if you come across the border, you are an illegal alien.
Okay, now, Rob, your points are well taken.
If you will clarify that the illegal drugs are coming in through the ports.
Mostly. Let's get back to my original question. Why was this not a national emergency in 2017 and 2018? You have not answered that question.
It was.
It wasn't. Why didn't we declare it in 2017? All I'm trying to get at is the truth. If this is not political, which is your argument that this is not a political move, okay, and I'm more than willing to hear that argument and believe you. If this is not political, why was it not declared a national emergency the day he walked into office or in 2018 when he begrudgingly signed that bill and said he would never do it again?
My opinion is that he felt that he would have bipartisan support for protecting our borders. And once he found that the Pelosi's and Schumer's and the new side of the Democrats were going to dig their feet in and make it difficult and really not support securing our borders, I think that's what drove that decision.
Why did he not push for the wall harder when he had Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate?
I don't think he felt like it was really necessary.
What are you talking about? He campaigned. On the wall.
I think he felt like he would have had bipartisan support, and it didn't come. One other quick thing, guys. You know, in the time of my employment, I did overseas contracting, and I will tell you, I have been all over this world, and the United States has some of the leanest requirements for to come into their country, such as even Mexico. If I went to work in Mexico, say Playa del Carmen, for instance, their border patrol or their agents would come on board the vessel that I was on, and they would say, that you have to have this piece of paper with you at all times. If you don't have this piece of paper, you will go immediately to a jail. Not Pasco, not you are there. And if your company or your family did not send money, guess what? You didn't eat. I know that in Kuwait, when I was stationed in Kuwait, it was the same thing. If you were caught without your proper paperwork, you weren't given the opportunity to go to a...
But Rob, you really don't want to live in a United States of America where an officer can stop you and demand to see your paperwork. You know what that's starting to sound like, don't you?
Actually, I don't mind, because that would be security for a reason. Times are not what they used to be.
But we still have constitutional rights here, Rob, and I think you have to balance. I don't want to live in a country like that where someone can walk up to you and say, prove you're supposed to be here. Screw you.
Rob, are you okay
not
with...
I mean, the authorities.
Rob, are you okay with police or federal government officials walking up to someone saying, I need proof that you're an American citizen and here legally? Just willy-nilly on the street?
Actually, by the law, you're supposed to have your identification with you at all times anyway.
I don't have any identification on me right now. I was born here.
Technically, if you ask a police officer right now, by law, you are required to have ID to show who you are at all times.
All right, let me ask you one more quick question, and then we'll let you go. And I appreciate your call, and you've been a good caller. This time last year, a little bit longer, the president was offered $25 billion for a wall in exchange for DACA, and he turned it down. Why?
I honestly have no answer for that. That kind of surprised me myself. But yeah.
He could have had the wall. He could have had $25 billion. They were literally, the Democrats, were literally willing to sell the farm for DACA, for making kids who were brought here illegally by their parents legal. And the president turned down you could have built the whole damn wall for that.
I agree. Guys, God bless you.
God bless you, man.
Hey, thank you for the call.
All right, hey, do appreciate the debate. Thank you, Rob. Good to talk to you. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, Democrats say a national emergency declaration is not a good idea. That's next.
You know, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability, and you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that, my friends, is a rating well-earned. I'm driving the Subaru Forester right now, and I love this car. Absolutely love it. I was recently driving the Kia Sportage. Love that one, too. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty, and if it's gadgets and options that you like, and we all do, Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. Bill George owns both and is a pillar in our community. He has worked with local charities for years and has been a strong supporter of St. Jude's Children's Hospital for more than 30 years. He's a good cat. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.